This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate's Republican leader says House and Senate negotiators are narrowing their differences over intelligence reform. They're trying to reconcile separate House and Senate bills that passed earlier this month. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says one major question is nearly answered. Senator Frist and a top Senate Democrat spoke to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep.
We found Bill Frist in his home state of Tennessee. He was between cross-country flights to campaign for Republicans. As he travels, he's in touch with lawmakers who were negotiating over the new post of National Intelligence Director. Until now, one hotly debated question has been how much power that director will have, especially over the agency's money.
There will be a real coming together, I believe, around the National Intelligence Director, who will be given the appropriate power and the appropriate budgeting ability that it'll have a huge impact.
Senator, you said there will be a coming together when it comes to this National Intelligence Director. Are you saying that everybody in both houses is now agreeing that this director will have substantial power over the budgets of the agencies?
The answer is yes, there is a convergence of opinion that he or she needs to be given sufficient authority, which includes control over that budget.
Do your discussions with the negotiators in the conference suggest to you that there will be a deal before the election? President Bush will be able to sign a bill?
It's too early to predict. The president has encouraged the conferees to have a bill as soon as possible. I have encouraged the conferees directly to deliver a bill, but we want to get it right. The one great thing about what has happened in the last 2 months is that the focus from both parties has been on this safety issue, appropriate reform. It is a coming together, putting partisanship aside. My disappointment is the last 6 or 7 months, because of the elections, there's been real partisanship, blocking of energy policy, blocking of 10 justices, never been done in the history of this country, and those are my biggest disappointments.
I'm sorry, blocking of 10 justices has never been done? You're talking about a blocking
of absolutely. We have, for the first time in 200 years, a party, that is the Democratic Party, has refused to allow the Senate to give advice and consent on circuit court nominees from the President of the United States by obstruction. Never been done.
If I may, Senator, Democrats may point out that you're right on a technicality, but that Republicans, when President Clinton was in control, blocked many, many judges using other methods.
The Constitution says advice and consent. What the Democrats have done is refused on 10 occasions, not one, refused these nominees to even come to the floor of the United States Senate. For the first time in history, that obstruction has taken place.
You mentioned that the past 6 or 7 months have been very difficult for the Congress in general. You've blamed Democrats for obstructionism in the last several months. Most of the regular appropriations bills, the basic business of government, have not been passed at this point, and they're past the deadline. Granting that the Democrats have power to block things in the Senate, isn't it your job as majority leader to cut a deal? Isn't that what traditionally happens in the Senate?
It does traditionally happen, and that's what disappoints me, I think, the most. There is always, in an election year, a certain degree of obstruction. I would argue that it has never been elevated to the point that we've seen today, and we've seen what we've talked about with judicial nominees being obstructed to this extent. I don't want to overstate the partisanship, but I do think, and I'm going to make absolutely sure after these elections, that the United States Senate works together better in a bipartisan way. It's what the American people expect, and I just plea, and I hope that the Democrats will do the same.
In order to have total control of the Senate, your party or any party would have to have 60 out of 100 senators. That's considered very unlikely. Given that reality, isn't it going to be necessary for whoever's in the majority next time, whether it is you or whether it's the Democrats, isn't it going to be necessary to make deals with the minority?
Making deals. People aren't going to vote just on party line 100% of the time, or they shouldn't. They should do what's right for the American people. If that's necessary for crossing party line votes or even bucking your leadership, that's what the American people deserve. And that's the direction as leader that I want to move the Senate in, so we can do what the American people expect us to do, and that is move America forward towards a more prosperous and principled government.
Bill Frist is the Republican Majority Leader of the United States Senate. Senator, thanks very much.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Shortly after we spoke to Senator Frist, we spoke to Democratic Senator Harry Reid. Reid spoke from Las Vegas in his home state of Nevada, where he says he's trying to get John Kerry elected. Reid is the second leading Democrat in the Senate, and he accuses Republicans of taking their marching orders, as he puts it, from the White House.
And so we only have two branches of government. We have the courts and we have the White House. The legislative branch, but for the ability constitutionally that we as Democrats have in the minority, there would be just no legislative branch of government.
Well, that's interesting. Senator Frist has accused Democrats of being obstructionists. It sounds like you accept that label.
I don't accept the label of obstructionist, but I accept the label of our being protectors of the legislative branch of government. And we've done that, and we've done it proudly. I do have to say this, Steve. The last 6 weeks that we were in session, I think we were able to accomplish a lot because there came a recognition from Senator Frist. I can't speak what went on in the House, but he came to the realization that if we were going to get anything done, we had to start focusing on issues. I mean, it was senseless to continue talking about judges. For example, we're obstructionists with judges. We approved 201 judges. We turned down 10.
Is Senator Frist accurate when he says that of those 10 circuit court judges, that this is the first time that judges at that level have actually been filibustered on the floor of the United States Senate ever?
No, that's certainly not true. History is replete with examples of even Supreme Court justices being filibustered. This isn't the first time. It's a good story, but it's just not true.
Is it fair to say that over the last few years, Democrats were criticized by many of their own Democratic supporters for being too accommodating to the White House, and that they decided that they have had to get tougher in the last couple of years?
I don't know if tougher is the right word, but it came down to the fact that we find ourselves in a quagmire in Iraq. We find ourselves with financial condition of this country as bad as it's ever been. We find now that we're importing more than 2 million barrels of oil a day, but we have no energy policy. The only energy bill put forth by the administration was one that coddled the oil industry.
Let me stop you there for a second, if I might, Senator. Both parties are now talking about energy independence. Both presidential candidates are saying that's an important thing. You do have this energy bill. There are clear disagreements. For example, Republicans want drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and Democrats do not. Nevertheless, it seems that there are some basic things that the two parties could agree on when it comes to energy independence. Why is it so hard to find some areas of agreement, make a deal, and pass something?
Because the Republican leadership at the White House and in Congress, believe that the United States can produce its way out of its problems. We have 3%, counting ANWR, of the reserves of the oil in the world. 97% is controlled someplace else. We believe that we have to have an energy policy that meets this new century, alternative energy. They want to do an energy bill, but only to pat the international oil companies on the back.
Senator, you've mentioned a couple of times that this White House is very difficult to work with. Your colleague, Senator Daschle, the Democratic minority leader, is running for re-election in South Dakota, and as part of that re-election campaign in a conservative-leaning state, has actually run ads which show an image of him hugging President Bush. Does that show some of the difficulty that Democrats face in making their case in the election this year?
Well, let me say that I was a few feet from Senator Daschle when that took place. It was right after 9/11. We worked very well together for a few months after that, and I think it was a time for hugging. There haven't been a lot of hugs lately.
Senator Harry Reid of Nevada is the Assistant Democratic Leader in the United States Senate. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
It is expected that Congress will have to return to work after the November election. They'll try to finish some of what they didn't complete before it.